This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, about 5 years ago, I warned you that big tech was not trustworthy. I talked about Mark Zuckerberg, and I said that they're reading your messages. Well, you just heard at the top of the hour news that, yes, they've admitted that they have, without warrants, read your messages and forwarded them on to the government. Your messages that you thought were private. Yes, they violated your trust. Yes, you need to dump Facebook. Facebook has lost, I think, at least 50% of revenue in a year. And rightfully so. The bottom line is exactly what Kyle said. Not trustworthy. Lacking a moral compass. That's where we are. Who can you trust? And I'll bet you the answer is virtually no one. No one that you personally know can you trust 100%. If you were friends with Harry and Meghan, you were best buddies with them, what would a phone call to them be like? I was thinking about this yesterday while I was preparing the bailer for today's activities right after the broadcast. What would it be like if I were to call Harry or Meghan? Would I say, hey, listen, my wife just had a problem with her car. Can we borrow the Rover? She needs to get to work. Harry, I got a problem. My car won't start. Can you bring over your jumper cables and give me a jump? Harry, I'm kind of stuck here in the ditch. You got a tow rope? Can you pull me out? Harry, my hot water heater's leaking. Can you come on over and help me? What would you do if you had a friend like Harry and or Meghan? What kind of a friendship would that be like? It'd be worthless. Not being trustworthy, that's the subject right here, right now. Anarchy. Kyle, back to you.
Well, okay, let's expand on Harry and Meghan just a little bit. Folks, what you have to realize is that 95% probably of the people you know are Harry and Meghan. They can't even, they wouldn't know what to do to weld on a bolt to pull it out. I've done that, by the way, Vince, that very exact same thing. I've welded a nut on the end of a bolt, and the heating up of the weld, along with I used automatic transmission fluid mixed with acetone, which don't do that, folks, but it's one of the best penetrants I've ever found. Anyway, I used that and was able to break a bolt loose as well. So these kind of things that we're talking about here, and the type of people that you are going to live with every single day in the near future are Harry and Meghan. They are worthless as far as help is concerned. The thing that is so hard to wrap your mind around is this, and I'm going to put it out for you in a thought. Normalcy bias is your mind trying to hang on to what it perceives as sanity. But to be able to recognize that things are as bad as we are saying they are allows your mind to be able to start preparing in ways that most people can't comprehend. So that's what we're trying to do here. One of the other things I did not mention in the last broadcast I was with Vince on is one of the things you should consider for your homestead is some type of an infrared hardwired camera system so that you can see and have an inkling of what's coming your way so that you know what to prepare for. So that you can know what you might have to do to deal with stuff. But be careful about going outside at night. If you see something and people are starting to steal your stuff. Because like I'm telling you, if you are not prepared mentally or physically, you might not even survive that. Because what I've got a feeling is coming is people are going to take things and they're going to do what's necessary, and that includes kill you to get them. So you have to consider what's your life worth if you're willing to fight and prepare and hurt or shoot or take a chance on your life if you go outside at night. You don't know what's all out there. And even a infrared camera system will just give you certain portions of the picture. You don't know it all. The tyranny that's coming, folks, I believe, and the anarchy that is coming is going to be something that's going to make the last depression look like a cakewalk. It just ain't here yet. But I want you to think about something. That sentence that I just said. Your normalcy bias thought process is your mind trying to hang on to what it thinks is sanity. But what it is just you desiring greatly for things to return back to what normal was so you can continue to become lazier and more apathetic and not have to prepare anything. Because that's where it's headed. That's where we're going. That's where you are. If you think like that, you are going to be in such a dire strait. And people like Vince and I, after we have talked our heads off, are not going to be very sympathetic to people that don't think and don't prepare and don't do anything to help themselves now. Vince, I'll turn it to you for a bit.
So, class, you've heard me say, I don't know anybody. Except for the instructors, that if they came to our house, our farm, and we're in that situation that we're talking about, this anarchy situation, where I could have a breakfast meeting and say, I'll tell you what, okay, so we've got four corners of the property. Here are the four two-way radios. We'll keep one at the base here at headquarters, and four of you are assigned to go out there. You take north, you take south, you take east, you take west. Stay there for 8 hours. We'll relieve you after 8 hours. Maintain radio silence. Be vigilant. The only time you use the radio is to let us know if there is an advance coming to attack us. If there's a threat, you let us know. Otherwise, you don't do anything. You stay quiet. You don't smoke. You just sit there and pay attention. You don't fall asleep. You don't play solitaire. You pay attention. And I came up with that, of all the people I know, I wouldn't trust a single one, including family, too. I'm not talking about my immediate family. I'm talking about extended family, to actually stay vigilant. And I think it's kind of unanimous that we're all in the same position. Do you absolutely positively trust someone to pay attention, to not smoke if they're a smoker, to not wander off, to not, if they're a drug user? Do you think they're actually going to be vigilant? I don't think so. And Kyle and I have talked about this. You'll be really hard-pressed to find a single individual outside of your immediate family that you could trust. So then what happens? It's a mess. It is really a serious mess. And right now, in the last few days, we've seen unsavory characters on our dirt road. I'm talking about people with loud cars pulling off right next to our cows, you know, and we're thinking, are they scoping out the area because they're going to come back, cut the fence, and steal the cows? So we go visit them. We say, hey, how's it going? Y'all need any help? And they can see that there's a 45 on our side. They can see that kind of stuff. They know that we're real pleasant and we try to help them. Yesterday, a guy was flying down the road, dust cloud behind him. He couldn't even see the end of the road. There was so much dust because he was going so fast. And I had a tractor with a front-end loader and forks that come, that stick out about 3 feet. I positioned it about windshield height, and I was coming down the road pulling out of our driveway, and this guy's flying down the road, and I pulled out. I could see him coming. I pulled out part of the way so he could swerve around me if he wanted to. He came to an almost stop, and I pulled into the middle of the road. I aimed right at him, and then I slowly went around to the side. I put my finger up like, wait a minute, please. And I said, y'all see that dust behind you? Yeah. I said, well, we have to drive through that every day. Do you think you could slow down a little bit? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Thanks so much. And we went on our way. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not taking it. It's out of control. People, this me first attitude, they know they're creating this dust. They know it's choking every animal in sight. They know it, but they still do it. Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody has to say something. Somebody has to take a position. Because most people have their cell phones and video it. I'm sick of it. And wait till you see what's coming. It's going to be just terrible, Kyle.
Yeah. You think about this, folks. And this is just another way to think about things. Right now, where we're living, our society has been built to be in such a way that promotes dependency. Let me say it another way. It promotes dependency. What's that going to be looking like when there is no more support? So all of the people that you know, the Harry and Megans, that have had everything done for them, and all they know is how to give orders or how to demand that somebody fix something for them, or they take it to someone else to be fixed for them, how are they going to react when the support for their cognitive dependency is gone? That's what you are going to have to live with and live in and around. And if you think that the police are going to come and help you if in this case, I'll finish that after the break. This is too much to just try to fit in now.
Yeah. Class, do you think that when things are bad, the police are going to say, listen, I got a job to do, or do you think they're going to go home? Or do you think they are going to go into business for themselves? Think about that. We'll be right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, so it's Kyle, back to you.
Okay, so folks, if you end up, and we end up as a country, with tyranny and anarchy and thievery and every other kind of vice you can imagine, because if you unrestrain all of these people that have lived a complacent lifestyle, and you unrestrain them, and yet on one side, and you have enabled them on the same side, and in the back, enable them in the sense of enable them to live a complacent lifestyle, an unprepared lifestyle, and on the other side of the coin, you have created a situation where they are hungry and cold, and something happens so that their internet is down or their car won't run. Vince is absolutely right. They are coming to take it from you. And if you think that the population of our country is somehow more evolved than Nazi Germany, you are going to be sadly mistaken. If you think that the police, the military, the FBI, all the rest of these government agencies are coming to your help. You are fixing to be so disillusioned, you're not going to want to live. I'm telling you, I expect, Vince, personally, when this happens, I expect suicide rates to go through the roof because people will not be able mentally to cope with what's going on, what's happening right in front of their eyes. When the reality that they're not seeing now becomes inescapable, I don't think people in this country, by and large, are mentally strong enough to survive what's coming and or to be able to cope with the reality of having to work their way back to a survival situation. Because if you're not prepared now, you're going to have to work your way back and up through the struggle that is going to be 10 times harder than if you could see and prepare now. Do you, Vince?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. You know, we're so used to the faucet drips. Honey, please call the plumber. Okay, the toilet's running. Please call the plumber. People don't know how to do anything. They literally haven't learned. And that's because the public school system has been destroyed. And, class, if you're thinking that Joe just got here and, you know, he's only been ruining the country for just 2 years, it's not true. He's been ruining the country for about 50 years. He's been in. He's been on the public dole for about 50 years. And so here we have a plagiarist. We have a guy who stole another man's wife, and we expect him to do a wonderful job? Really? And that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to trusting people, how can you trust someone? How can you trust someone who doesn't know how to do things? Now, it may seem like, well, that's kind of a strong statement. Not trusting someone because they don't know how to do things? Well, yeah, it's true. Because if someone doesn't know how to do things, doesn't know how to fix things, doesn't know how things work, they depend on hearing from other people how to do things. So they have to take the advice and counsel from other people rather than knowing themselves how it works, how it goes, how to fix it, how the system works. For example, the railroad strike. Well, who cares about, you know, I'm not buying any freight. What do I care? Really? Well, the railroad hauls almost all the chlorine in this country. Almost all of it. Who cares about chlorine? You know, I don't have a pool. What do I care about chlorine? Well, every municipal water company uses chlorine to treat the water. And how much do they have on hand? Well, they stock about 30 days when they're topped off. That means some have zero, some have 30 days, then the average is 2 weeks. Without the rail service, they will run out of chlorine on average to treat the water in 2 weeks. And who does that affect? Every single city. And if you like soup made by a company, they use city water to make the soup.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts in the latest move to get the Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
In reality, they were sent from Florida. A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, we're talking about anarchy. We're talking about learning that people we thought who were our friends or really don't have much value in times of anarchy, that actually it's like this. A company hires a person because, let's say they pay him, we'll say $10. And the idea is whoever gets paid $10, the person paying, the company that hires that person, expects way more than $10 worth of work out of them. Okay? So that means that the reason that people are hired is because they have value. So when it comes to this anarchy situation. The only people you want to have around you are people who have value. They have skills and, you know, they have strong backs and skills and they know how to do things. Otherwise, they are consumers. And who the heck wants to invite consumers when there is a time of shortage? The last thing you want to do is have a big party when you've got nothing to eat. So we're talking about figuring out who really is valuable to have around you in the times that we are facing and the times that have already begun. And if you're wondering what anarchy is like, well, it's these cities that we're talking about, like Chicago, the murder capital of the country, the San Francisco, out of control homelessness, drug abuse, open air drug parties, people brawling and peeing and defecating on the streets and the sidewalks and doors of businesses. That's what we're talking about. Nobody's in charge. Nobody's in charge. The police don't want to come because the police don't get backed up by City Hall. We've turned over our country into a bunch of losers, perverts and parasites, know-nothings. Nobody envies a country that is out of control. Nobody. Nobody envies a country that doesn't manufacture good products. Sounds like we're winning on both fronts. Not manufacturing good products and being out of control, doesn't it? So, Kyle, I'm thinking, what would we do? In our case, we're circling the wagons. We are getting the spare parts. Nothing has changed. It's the same thing we've been saying for 11 years. Skills, manuals, books, spare parts, and learning who you can trust. And being independent as you can be. Because when the electricity goes off, everything stops. You're not going to go to Walmart and buy a single thing when the energy stops. Nothing. Because they can't sell it to you. Because the people at the cash registers don't know what the prices are. And they can't take credit cards without electricity. We have painted ourselves into a corner. You are on your own. Sugar's in short supply. Kathy sent me an email about cotton. Let me read it to you. This is from, we have two truly, truly outstanding domestic engineers. Kathy is one, Sharon is another. These ladies are the best. These ladies are world-class experts in domestic engineering. Email from Kathy. Came in this morning. Yesterday. Vince, there's a cotton shortage. It should hit in 2023. Texas, India, and Pakistan are all having major issues. So I guess this means price increases and shortages too. One person talked about knowing how to sew and repair clothes. I'm grateful that I'm able to repair clothes. He had a great class with Gwyneth today. Thank you, Kathy. Cotton. That means blue jeans, socks, if they're still made with cotton, T-shirts, undergarments. Pretty much most of your clothing. We're in a lot of trouble. Do you have extras? Do you know how to sew? Do you have threads? Whatever kind you need. Do you? Do you have a sewing machine? Kathy and I talked about you can buy a sewing machine because people are so stupid they don't think they have value and they're selling it for $25. A sewing machine for $25. You got to be crazy not to get one. Who are your friends? Who are you associating with? Do they bring value to your circle? If not, why are you spending any time at all with them? I read my response to the world. I put everybody on notice. If you voted for this regime that's trying to kill us, destroy the fabric of America, you're not my friend. You might have been at one time, but if you've joined the other party that's trying to kill us, you're not my friend. How could I possibly be friends with someone who's trying to kill us? How's that possible? So you really need to figure out what you're going to do. Today is as good as it's going to get. Tomorrow's going to be worse. Saturday's going to be worse. Sunday's going to be worse.
I totally agree. Tomorrow, today is as good as it's going to get, folks. It is not going to get better. And I've got two other thoughts for you here that I've been contemplating over this. Dealing with normalcy bias. And this is going to take some hard mental work for you. At what level are you still having normalcy bias to try to hang on to the sanity in this insane world? And I'm asking all the instructors and all of the people listening to think and do a hard search of your heart and mind and see, hey, you know, man, I'm still trying to hang on to the way things used to be in this area of my life. Or something that will keep me from, that causes me to hesitate to prepare. Anything that causes me to hesitate to prepare, you've got to recognize as an enemy in your mind, and you got to change it. There's a reason that the Navy SEALs have a saying, he who adapts first lives. Because that's the reality of life. Now think about who said that. Navy SEALs say that. They are in life and death situations where adaptation to a particular situation or a particular environment means the difference between life and death. What happens when we're there? He who adapts first lives. I also have something, another thought for you here. Speaking of being trustworthy, those around you that you can name, you're going to have to name them in your mind that are not trustworthy. What is going to be your responses? Other than just telling them you're not going to associate or help with them anymore, what's going to be your response when Harry and Meghan come banging on your door or walking up your driveway? I've got just something else here to think about, folks. One bolt stopped Vince's hay gathering. Can you imagine what one blown engine or one failed brake or one failed Chinese sensor or one failed Chinese tire is going to do to your untrustworthy neighbors? What's going to be your response? You better run through it in your mind. As I've said on Vince's show before, your body will not go where your mind has not been. Your body will not go where your mind has not been. And what that usually means is you freeze rather than react quickly. And if you freeze, you don't adapt and you die. So make sure where you're going to go when you die if you fail to prepare or you fail to get your mind in a position to be able to survive. Because a lot of it, dealing with survival and preparedness, is all the mindset. It's the people that have the mindset that can adapt, see what's in front of them, react rationally, react mentally and physically in a way that's going to move them toward survival, move them toward preparedness that actually does something that is going to be able to live through this. Your thoughts, Vince?
Well, as you were saying, your mind or your body will not go where your mind has not been. That reminds me of the military, the Army using video games. Kill them, blow them up, kill them, blow them up, kill them, blow them up. Getting the new recruits used to killing and killing and killing. So their mind has been there. So when they get to the point where it's for real, they've already been there, at least in their mind. Very, very well said, Kyle. Bottom line, class, is we're preparing. And what do? You need to have food. And cans and boxes, you know, pasta and jars of sauce and corn and beans and baked beans. That's all very good. Toilet paper is good. Paper towels good. All that's good. Matches. It's all good. And you should do all that. But that just gets you through to the point where your garden takes over and you have to grow your own food. You know, if you're on the first floor of an apartment building, let's say it's 10 stories, and you're in an area that's relatively flat, everything's good until the electricity stops and the sewer and water treatment plants stop working. And the sewage starts backing up. Because the people on the top floor, when they flush the toilets with whatever water they have, it goes downhill. And the first recipient of that sewage is the apartment on the first floor. I went to Utah, and a Mormon showed me his preparedness setup. And he was all ready. He had a basement. It was just awesome. He had food storage. He had protection. He was in a neighborhood, you know. It was great. Except he was kind of at the bottom of the hill of his neighborhood. And I looked at the bathtub and, you know, the water storage. It's all figured out except for one thing. Gravity. And gravity didn't tell him that his bathtub was going to fill up with sewage from his neighbor's toilets. And he wasn't prepared for it. You got to get out of Dodge. It's as simple as that.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's the difference between USA Preparers and other broadcasters. We actually do it. Okay, we do it. A lot of it. Health, medicine, construction, farming, food production, pretty much everything. And so we see what's happening, and we report what's happening. And we are usually one of the first, if not the first, to report to you what's happening. So, fast blow fuses, we use them on our solar system. In about a year, they've gone up between 5 and 10x in price. 5 to 10 times the price they were a year ago. Metal boxes, octagon-shaped boxes, 4-inch metal boxes for wiring, home wiring. And they've gone up 8x in my world in about a year or two. Concrete in 2005 when we built our house was $57 a cubic yard. 2 years ago it was $110. Today it's $147. So when people tell you that inflation, there's nothing to it, it's no big deal, they're idiots. They're absolute idiots. If you need it, and it's something that's required, it's going to cost way more than you expect. Way more. Because the price has gone up. If you can find it. I used to be able to buy cases of metal boxes, 50 in a case, no problem. Now, if you want to get 20 of them, it's a big deal. And they're 8 times the price. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, I got one quick last thing for you to think about, folks. Did you know that a potato plant, Vince mentioned a garden, and I just wanted to go into this real quick. One potato plant, as it's growing, produces between 3 and 6 potatoes with some of the little bitty ones extra. Can you think of a family of four eating a couple 300 pounds of potatoes if you had to live on it? So if you're going to get maybe 1 pound or maybe a pound and a half from every potato plant. There is a reason that when you looked at the gardens from the old timers back before, that they had like 400-foot rows of potatoes for a family of four. and acres of corn because they were using the corn to feed the animals that gave them pork and milk and eggs. So when you think of in terms of your garden, you better be thinking a lot bigger than even my garden is, even with greenhouses. I don't think, my wife and I were talking about it the other day, I don't think our garden is big enough to feed us through the winter from what we've got. We're going to have to think in terms of ways to be able to do more inside the house, to be able to have greens and different things that are growing inside the garden, or create what they call a hotbed garden with raw manure. Anyway, that's just one thing to consider, folks. The new reality is going to hit you between the eyes like a 2x4, probably this winter. But if not this winter, I guarantee you by next winter, it will be hitting you right between the eyes like a 2x4. Please, please stack it to the rafters. Prepare for as long as you possibly can. People that live in the cities in these apartments and think that they've got 2 years worth of food and they're surrounded by 300,000 people and you're eating, you think you're going to survive that? Use your head. Please have some common sense. Don't let normalcy bias keep you from seeing what's really happening and not reacting correctly. Vince, to you.
Kyle, so I wear Wrangler blue jeans. And in the hot summer, I wear T-shirts, you know, different colors, solid colors, like, you know, tan, red, green, blue, etc. And so I dress like a farmer. I wear leather shoes, leather boots. And when I see people that are wearing sandals and wearing what they used to call pedal pushers, which are like pants, women's pants that come to their calf that don't go down to their ankles, don't go down to their shoes. And I see them, you know, with sandals and no socks, and, you know, they're dressed really nicely, like they're going to go out. My opinion, I form an immediate opinion about them, like they don't know how to do many things. Does that happen to you, Kyle, or is it just an anomaly with me?
It happens all the time to me, Vince. I have that exact same thought. These people don't know how to do anything. That's exactly where my mind goes.
And I think, so what value does that person bring to the equation? What are they, consumers? Class, the last thing that you need to add to your equation is consumers. That's the last thing. Producers, sure. Doers, sure. People who make things happen, sure. People who watch things happen and consume, absolutely not. And that's what that email and letter was about that I read at the beginning of this broadcast. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans. And some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 0946. That's 800-670-0946.